Abraham, drinking water by the tents, pacing up and down the soft sand under the stars, worrying about villages, wondering if your vision was real or just a foolish importunity in your mind, yet moving on in the morning anyway with the rattle of pack asses. Abraham, the dew is in your beard. Abraham, my eyes are open. You are weird. Abraham, they've brought you. Your rooftops are mended. Your women bend no more their heads under the sleepy tent flap. And goats don't ewe and cry no more in the sing-song tent village night. Abraham, I didn't write this right.
Take me across the sky. So- You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. The theme for this episode is called The Gospel According to Brian. And we're playing songs that all relate to stories from the Bible, God, or religion in some way. Many of them coming to me from my good friend, Brian Honig. We began with the Virgin Marys and In the City, and then Rush, Jacob's Ladder. Rival Sons gave us Pressure and Time. And then Ryuichi Sakamoto, the 23rd Psalm from the original motion picture soundtrack, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. And then Jack Kerouac and Steve Allen, Abraham. I found that on the Jack Kerouac CD collection. And then we finished with my favorite Christian heavy metal band, Stryper, covering Ozzy Osbourne, Over the Mountain. Backing me up right now is our featured ambience artist, the Bengali Indian sitar player, Ravi Shankar. This is Raga Mishragara, Aochar, Slow Gat, and Fast Gat in Tital from his Full Circle at Carnegie Hall album of 2000. He had first performed on the Carnegie Hall stage in the year 1938. We're gonna go full circle in this next set, beginning and ending with songs from Rival Sons. And in the middle, we're gonna hear that crazy young earth creationist, Ken Ham, attempt to convince you that dinosaurs existed along with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And against all scientific evidence, he claims they all got along because all creatures were vegetarians back then. Ha! And we'll also be hearing a collaboration from Brian Eno and David Byrne going out to Chuck U. It uses audio clips of a real-life exorcism. It's called The Jezebel Spirit, and it starts with the Rival Sons now.
dinosaurs in the Garden of Eden? Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a dinosaur-filled creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, I was once ridiculed on national public television in America for saying that dinosaurs were in Eden. But looking at scripture and science, I believe Tyrannosaurus and Stegosaurus and all the other kinds of dinosaurs lived happily alongside Adam and Eve. You see, the Bible teaches that there was no death and bloodshed, disease or suffering before Adam sinned. So certainly there couldn't have been dinosaurs dying out millions of years before Adam. And not only this, but God tells us that he made all the kinds of land animals on day six, the same day he made the first man and woman. So starting with the Bible, it's logical to say dinosaurs lived with Adam and Eve. Now how would people have coped with these great creatures? Well, before sin, all the animals were vegetarian, which is what Genesis teaches. And there was no violence. It was a perfect world. So Adam and Eve didn't have to fear dinosaurs. You know, because of the influence of evolution, many Christians don't know what to tell their children about dinosaurs. But starting with Genesis, we can understand these fascinating creatures.
We've got so much more to share with you about those mysterious dinosaurs. And one such resource is a video we show inside our museum on the theme of dinosaurs and dragon legends. For some fascinating viewing and for your gift of any size today, we'll send the DVD off to you. Just call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or the web answersoffer.org.
John Whitehead.
Jesus Christ didn't drink grape juice at the Last Supper, and a Wisconsin minister says prison inmates who want to take Holy Communion shouldn't have to either. Prison officials in Wisconsin generally respect their inmates' religious freedom, even when it means making exceptions. For example, Native American inmates can use tobacco in religious ceremonies, even if the prison is otherwise smoke-free. But state law totally prohibits alcohol in prisons. Officials say the policy makes good sense, but Reverend Joseph Fisher insists that Lutheran prisoners be allowed to receive a sip of wine as part of their communion worship. The point of law is the First Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. The fundamental right to the free exercise of religion is one of your first liberties. This is John Whitehead for the Rutherford Institute.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Out here. Okay, sister, you have a just about spirit within you. You have a spirit of greed. You have a spirit of destruction.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme is called The Gospel According to Brian, and we are playing songs all about the Bible, God, religion, and spirits, and devils. We began the set with Rival Sons and Torture, then that crazy young earth creationist and founder of the Creation Museum, Ken Ham, articulately but completely inaccurately asserting that dinosaurs lived along with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He believes that all creatures were vegetarian before the fall, and carnivores only became that way after they got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Then we heard from Foxy and a song called Holy Touch, another public service message from the Rutherford Institute, Wine, Worship, and Prison. Then Vintage Trouble, Jezebella, a track from Brian Eno and David Byrne's collaboration together, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. That song was called The Jezebel Spirit. It had a recording of a real-life exorcism. And going full circle in that set, we concluded with Rival Sons and Get Mine. Backing me up right now is Ravi Shankar, and this is the Rag Durga from Volume 1 of Ravi Shankar's digital collection. We've got one last set for you, and we're going to start it off with Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights. Here they are with The Devil's Basement, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Leads you down to the devil's basement. You have not yet obeyed the Lord. Let my people go.
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go.
Train leaving the station, and I'm gonna take it before I'm broken more by the situation. I am gonna break it. Lord, no, I tried more than any man could, and I did more than I swore I ever would. Now I'm turning the good into gold, and I'm shuffling.
Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme has been The Gospel According to Brian, specifically my good friend Brian Honig. Thanks for turning me on to so much of the great music in this episode. We began that last set with Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights. And then we heard from Graveyard, Ain't Fit to Live Here. Vintage Trouble followed that with You Better Believe It. And then St. Jude, The Garden of Eden. And then we heard the Spanish band, 77, that sounds remarkably like Bon Scott era AC/DC. That was their song, Big Smoker Pig. Backing me up right now, it's been our featured ambient artist of this episode, the Bengali Indian sitar player Ravi Shankar, who first performed at Carnegie Hall in 1938 and then played at Woodstock in 1969 and at Carnegie Hall again in 2000 before passing away age 92 in 2012. Yes, we're hearing Ravi right now. This is Rag Kamaj from volume 1 of his digital collection. Thanks so much for listening to this Tears of the Gods sound collage. We'll be back again next week with another edition of our show. You know, Canada Day is Wednesday, July 1st, and perhaps next week we'll celebrate that with music exclusively from Canadian artists. We'll see. In any case, coming up next is Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music of the 1980s, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.